Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. Last week I spoke about the effectiveness of intentions when working with the planetary energies. We have all heard about setting intentions, and practicing it on a regular basis can produce outcomes we desire. From an astrological perspective, getting results depends greatly on the planet or planets involved. If you are under a strong influence from Saturn, for example, whether in your natal chart or by transit, setting an intent for massive prosperity or for easy conditions is less likely to produce such results. Why? Because the nature of Saturn is typically not about things that are large, nor about things that are easy. If you want prosperity, focus on it during a Jupiter transit. Let's be clear, however. Saturn does have a number of positive attributes that you can experience by being mindful of them and choosing which one or two you want to manifest. While Saturn can bring prosperity, it generally is the result of extended effort or of success that is earned. The kind of intentions that likely will produce a desired result under a Saturn influence might include to be more disciplined, or to take on tasks that you have avoided, or to resolve issues from the past, or to be more responsible to yourself or others. Although perhaps not as appealing as other things you want, these are in tune with the time of Saturn, and you are much more likely to accomplish what you intend. You stand a better chance of fulfilling your intentions when you know the planets, and you know which ones are in play at any given time in your life. You then adapt your goals based on the current planetary energies, and you are in the flow, which can make life so much easier no matter what the challenge. Looking at the coming week, I see Mercury ends its retrograde period on the 19th, a good time for signing or initiating contracts and making important communications, especially if Mercury favorably aspects a natal planet or two in your chart. Also, Sun and Pluto are in opposition the latter part of the week. Watch out for issues involving power, control, or manipulation. Compulsive behavior is hard to resist now. You can accomplish a lot, however, during this time if you can harness the power of the Sun-Pluto opposition. For Glancing at the Stars, I'm Nick Symington.